This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Cliff Zatz, a parent and coach, a longtime proponent of protecting players from potentially dangerous injuries. His involvement in organized sports with an emphasis on baseball gives him valuable insight about the need to outfit people with the right safety equipment. Cliff's advocacy continues to educate parents, coaches, and players alike, giving everyone a chance to enjoy athletic activity without unnecessary risk. Cliff, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell me, as a coach and parent, safety is certainly a major concern for you. Tell us how you got involved with using a product with a strong emphasis on protection, such as SportsGuard.
Okay, yeah. As you mentioned, a coach, a longtime coach, obviously starting with my son's little league teams and moving up the ladder as he got older, I witnessed many injuries. Thankfully, most of them were minor. Some broken legs and things, but most of the injuries were minor. But I also witnessed some what I would call close calls, such as line drives, right back at the pitcher's mound, right back at the head of the pitcher, the chest of the pitcher, and areas lower than that, we'll say. Those are very scary moments. Thankfully, I didn't witness any major catastrophes. But, like I said, they were close. Then, as you go through your coaching career and parenting career, you read stories, and the internet, of course, helps with that. And, read about some kids that weren't as lucky as the kids that I witnessed with the close calls. So at that point, I said, I decided to see, what types of products were out there in terms of protection for your chest, heart, area, and also for your head and so on. So after some research, there were some products on the market, but then I came across SportsGuard products. And I found that they actually had something very unique that would, for the head guard, they call it, which actually goes inside the baseball cap. So obviously investigated that. I bought both a head guard, and I also bought what's called a stealth guard, and that's for protection of the heart. And like I said, in that area, there were other products out there. In fact, I bought two or three of them and tried them all with my son. And the only one that he took a liking to was actually the Stealth Guard due to its comfort, very lightweight and comfort, and he wore it for years.
So how would you describe the results this product does offer those that are involved in sports activity?
Well, the first thing, like I said, it's very comfortable, very lightweight, very comfortable, and it clearly is very stealth. For example, the chest guard product fits under the shirt, and you don't even know the kids have it on. And one of the things that they think about is, do I look goofy? Do I look stupid? The other kids aren't wearing it. And, these are kids. And kids have certain, ways of thinking about things different than us adults, I guess. So that was clear that, it was something that wouldn't be seen easily. Lightweight, very low profile. And, clearly the kids are not apprehensive about wearing them. Like I said, because they can't be seen. Further, some products out there, protection or otherwise, actually hinder, the performance of the kids. They restrict movement. You can't slide necessarily head first back to the bag because it hurts, from the plastic or whatever. With these products, there is no hindrance or no performance degradation at all.
Since safety is so important, tell our listeners why they should make this issue a priority. Some people totally forget and are blinded by that important factor.
Sure. I think there's numerous reasons, including the speed of the game. kids, the game itself is getting faster. The kids are getting faster. Improved equipment, in particular the bats. You know, they went from, you know, when we played, or when I played, certainly we had wood bats. And that's, you know, thankfully the major leaguers still use those. Then from wood bats, it went to aluminum bats. And then from aluminum bats, it went to composite bats. Now there's some rulings that at some of the older ages where they're going to cut back a little bit on some of these composite bats. Because the what they call the trampoline effect, or trampoline quotient, I guess they would call it, but, you know, trampoline effect. So the ball comes off the bat actually faster than the ball comes in over the plate. And when that ball leaves that bat, in some cases, depending on the bat, you know, it's up to 20 miles per hour faster coming back at the pitcher than it actually came in. And in Little League or under 12 and under, the pitcher's mound is only 46 feet away from home plate. So there's a high risk for injury of numerous types of injuries. You know, obviously the chest, and there's been documented cases where kids have gotten hit in the chest and unfortunately died and paralyzed and so on. Right here in New Jersey, a very famous story in Wayne, New Jersey. I forgot the child's name, but a very traumatic experience. So from that, there were products invented for protection of the heart, you know, chest area. And then, like I said, you know, the ball comes back so fast because of this equipment and stronger kids as well. You really need to be aware and to make sure you have safety in mind and not just take it for granted that everything's going to be okay.
Today we are joined by Cliff Zatz. He is a parent and coach, a longtime proponent of protecting players from potentially dangerous injuries, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cliff, based on your experience as a coach, why should protection with a product like SportsGuard be a requirement before taking the field?
I think it's pretty simple. If you have a product that can reduce the chances of injury or reduce the severity of the injury, why wouldn't you, as a parent, league official, coach, make it a requirement that the child wears this equipment? I mean, that's the only way I can think about that. It's available, and why not?
Makes sense to me. What else should parents know about this topic, particularly when it comes to having their children play baseball and other organized sports?
Okay, it's very sensitive to me, this whole subject, but and being around as a coach, you know, one of the things, for example, parents should be aware, you know, that, you know, they can't just throw their child out into the field or to the court without giving them proper knowledge of the game. And, you know, a lot of parents, unfortunately, they say, okay, here you go, coach, teach them how to play baseball, teach them how to play basketball. And, you know, it's obviously better for the child and the coach and the league and the other kids that they have some knowledge of the game already. So I think that's a point that really sticks in my, in my crow, so to speak. So I think that's a real, really important factor. Further, I think, you know, the parents should consider, some pre-season training, you know, before the season starts when they're 5 years old. Maybe take them, even just a video or something like that, just to get up so the kids aren't just thrown into this environment that they've never seen before. And unfortunately, it does happen quite a bit. The other areas, the protection we were talking about, but before I get to that, the proper equipment, you know, not necessarily safety equipment or protection equipment, but do they have the right baseball glove? Do they have the right shoes, sneakers for the court, spikes, rubber spikes or whatever for baseball and what have you? Again, there's a lot of situations where, unfortunately, you know, the kids just come out there and they're right after school in their school clothes and their school shoes and, okay, coach, I'm ready to play. And obviously that's not good for anybody. And then finally, of course, you know, the protection gear, such as the heart protectors, head protectors, you know, cups and so on. It's important that the parents research this, that they get the right product, they get a good product, so they have confidence. The parents have confidence. The coach has confidence. And, of course, ultimately the child has confidence to go out and play, you know, and swing the bat and catch the ball or whatever the case may be, you know, with the confidence that he's going to be safe and not, you know, at least reduce the chance for injury. So bottom line, you know, what I would say, you know, in summary to that is parents should just do their homework, understand the game, understand the league, understand the coach, you know, meet the coach, talk to the coach, and make safety a priority. You know, even if an injury is not serious or painful, an injury will drain the confidence out of the child, which, you know, when you drain the confidence, it reduces the performance. And I've seen cases where, you know, the kids are actually scared to get back into the batter's box, and they quit the game. And that's not what you want in youth sports. You want every kid to play.
In conclusion, what would you like to share with players, since you are a coach, that would get them to consider using SportsGuard, and also tell our listeners where they can get more information about SportsGuard online?
Okay. You know, in short, I would say play the game hard and play the game for fun. You know, of course, play the game to win, but mainly, you know, play the game hard and play the game for fun. But most importantly, play the game safe. You know, wear the right equipment. Don't goof around out in the field, because that's usually when the injuries happen, is when, you know, kids are, have their back turned or whatever, when they're goofing around. So, you know, play the game hard, play for fun, have fun, and compete. You know, wearing, you know, with regards to protection equipment, wearing protection equipment is not cool. It's not cool not to wear the protection equipment, in my opinion. It's the right thing to do to keep you in the game. If you get hurt, you're out of the game. If you don't get hurt, you keep playing the game, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, you need to have confidence. So whatever you need for that confidence, a bigger glove, you know, a better hat, sunglasses, better spikes, protection equipment for your head, for your chest, or what have you, go ahead and do it. You know, it's you know, the sports car products, you know, they're not body armor. They're very lightweight, they're stealth, and they will provide you with that, you know, with the protection level that you need, and actually the comfort that you really want. So, you know, like I said, the kids that use it that I know are quite happy with it. So go out there and have fun and be safe.
And yes, again, where can we find SportsGuard online? Those players out there and the folks that want some information there.
Okay, SportsGuard products. Certainly, the head guard, I know, for example, is available. I'm not sure where all the listeners are, but SportsGuard products, the head guard is available in Dick's Sporting Goods, which is primarily an East Coast, or actually a Midwest to East Coast retail store, one of the biggest around. And also, you can get it online at www.sportsguardinc.com, and also at Ripken. If you go into the Ripken website, you will see information about the SportsGuard product as well. Cal Ripken website. So if you go to Cal Ripken, if you're lucky enough to go to Cal Ripken in Aberdeen, Maryland, for example, you will find the product there as well, from what I understand. It's, you know, been accepted, you know, pretty widespread.
Definitely reputable partners for sure. Dick Sporting Goods and also Ripken Baseball. Definitely reputable partners indeed. Now, he is Cliff Zatz, parent coach and a longtime proponent of protecting players from potentially dangerous injuries. His involvement in organized sports with an emphasis on baseball gives him valuable insight about the need to outfit people with the right safety equipment, and his advocacy definitely continues to educate parents, coaches, and players alike, giving everyone a chance to enjoy athletic activity without unnecessary risk. And the website, once again, for information and also to buy equipment, is SportsGuardInc.com. Cliff, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.